Codename Zeppelin. K-19 Allied Intelligence Team 1. Book 4. Written by Heather Slade. Read for you by Philip Batley and Stephanie Nemet Parker. 1. Zeppelin.
You and Verity will be going undercover as Jack and Elise Evans, a couple on their honeymoon. I've scheduled your flight to St. Moritz this afternoon.
St. Moritz?
Verity, bane of my existence, and I gasped at the same time. Nemesis, head of the UN Coalition Against Human Trafficking, and my commander for the duration of this assignment, folded her arms and levelled her steely gaze in my direction.
As you're aware, we've received intelligence indicating it's where Amps has moved their money.
While she said we've received intelligence, it was Verity who tracked the millions of dollars the largest human trafficking ring in the world had moved out of Mauritian banks and into Swiss offshore accounts.
But, Zeppelin, while I would normally leave it to you to craft the missions your task force undertakes, in this case, I'm making the suggestion.
In the world of intelligence, when a superior uttered the word suggestion, it was widely accepted to mean order.
"Mom, you cannot be serious," Verity ventured. "I could not be more so."
Nemesis walked away. Was it my imagination, or was the woman smirking? Elena Verity Curran, the woman I'd soon have to pretend I loved as much as I detested her, had recently been promoted to Unit 23, the UK's most secretive and deadly team of intelligence agents. I was happy for her when the unit's commander made the announcement, but happier for me, given it meant I'd no longer have to see her, talk to her, or even think about her after she transitioned over. Whatever elation I'd felt was short-lived when the unit's leader, Typhon, added, "For now, Verity will remain on permanent loan to the Coalition, thus unable to continue her role." I was the commander of one of the Coalition's task forces. Verity was a subordinate, a role she'd refused to take. In fact, more often than not, she behaved as if she were of a higher rank. Every word she uttered made me crazy. It was almost as if she argued with me just for the sake of doing so. The number of times I'd wanted to throttle her was only equal to one other thing: how often I'd wanted to strip her bare and fuck her senseless. First, though, I had to get her removed from the undercover op. There was no way I'd be able to endure spending hours with her, let alone days or weeks.
Verity. I knew what Zeppelin was thinking. For all his arrogance, the man had no idea.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?